Castle and the Hunter. This is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Good morning, Tyler.
Hello. Happy Tuesday.
How you feeling, all right?
I'm good. I thought today was Wednesday, though.
Did you?
Yeah,
hang
so
tight.
Rude shock when I realised it was Tuesday, but it's fine.
That's all right. Hello, Elle. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. Very tired today.
That's all right.
You feel it on day two, don't you?
I know. Remember yesterday I was so ready for the week.
You were so buzzing. Quick question. You were talking about, is it the Copenhagen-style dining areas?
Oh, did I say dining? Oh, my God.
No. I think you said cycling lanes. Is that it?
Yeah, you know the ones down the side. Obviously.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, okay, so like Copenhagen, like the city, obviously.
Yeah, I know that part.
Europe is quite bike friendly, so the idea is that they want to extend those little lanes. You know the ones off to the side?
Yep.
Yeah,
and copy their idea, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, look, we love a little bit of plagiarism here in Newcastle.
Oh, do you think? Like, they're just bike lanes, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
So did somebody in council go, if we say they're Copenhagen-style bike lanes,
it's going to entice people to use them.
Yeah,
or it'll make us on a European holiday.
Yeah, make us seem more fancy. Is that what that is? It's definitely an element.
They're just bougieing it up.
Elle's like, I'm not commenting on whether that's a political move or not. I'm a journalist.
I'm a journalist. I like to keep my integrity.
Exactly. Fair enough. Look, of course, one of the big news things has been the balloon, like the balloon shootings down,
course.
All over the place. And we'll get into that a little later.
We'll catch up with Elle next, though.
Exactly. And find out, dig a little deeper on those local stories as you wake up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Elle, we've got to talk about what's going on with out at Port Stephens, because there's basically a new Environmental Protection Authority classification or something. What's going on there?
Yeah, so basically Port Stephens Council is applying to the EPA, so the Environmental Protection Authority. It's a waste levy, which is like a sort of a tax that you pay. It's probably a good thing, but, you know, you pay a little bit of a tax on each ton of, like, waste that requires, like, being put into landfill, basically. The thing here is, though, is that, I mean, obviously, we consider most areas in the Hunter to be, the region, but as with a lot of things when it comes to, like, states, how they're broken up, we are sometimes put into, like, a metropolitan, which basically means that we pay more. So, not great.
Boo.
Yeah, that doesn't seem great. Now, if this is happening at Port Stephens, is that Port Stephens Council then?
It is, yeah. Well, no, Port Stephens Council hasn't made us metropolitan or regional. They're pushing for us to be considered regional. But, yeah, they're the ones who will basically lobby the Environment Protection Authority to change that.
Okay. So is that going to, like, how much extra is everyone going to have to pay?
Oh, no, like, so you'll pay a little bit less, basically.
Oh,
it's a good thing that they want to change it. So it'll go down from, like, something like 100, 100 and something to about 80, 85, I think I said.
Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah, a discount. Yeah, that's always good.
Never a bad thing, a discount. Yeah. Now, moving on, Elle, this Ponga saga continues.
It does. When will it end?
Who knows?
What's the latest?
Okay, so obviously we all know about the toilet cubicle incident
at the Dell, yes,
last year. Ponga fronted the media yesterday for the first time since that all happened, which was quite a while ago. He came out and he said he had food poisoning.
I mean, why now? Why not, like, the day after or the week after? Why is he dragging it out again now? Was he asked about it? Or did he willingly come out and go, oh, by the way, you know that time I locked myself in the toilet? I was crook as a dog.
No, so he was asked about it. They, all the nationals, right. All the national media came to town yesterday. So, yes, he was taken to task on it. It was basically the whole press conference was.
Do you think?
Well, move on.
Do you think it's possible that he's thought, you know what, they've had time to fully clean it up by now? There'll be absolutely no evidence of any spew left in there from when I was sick as a dog. So even if they go in there, they can't find anything.
Is the plaque still up?
Do you know? I don't know. I hope so.
I haven't been in there.
Might go for a little suss out later on today. We'll report back.
Okay. All right.
Might see Ponga in there too. hanging out.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
That's the truth.
Now that he's cleared the air, he might want to go back and
just
visit the old site.
Visit the old site. Just check in on things. Well, thank you very much for that, Elle. Elle, of course, back later with your full news headlines. Next, though, Balloon Wars.
It continues.
I cannot believe this is a thing, right? There's been four that have been shot down over America.
Oh, God. When will people learn?
Well, that's the thing. And then China's preparing to bring down one that they are saying is an American one now.
Oh, God.
This is absolutely absurd. Of all of the objects that fly, the slowest of all possible objects. Anyway, we'll dig a little deeper into that up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. Who would have thought that balloon wars would be a big thing in 2023? It certainly wasn't on my predictions bingo card.
Wasn't on mine either.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. So the first one, of course, the US was tracking it for a while, going, what's this big old balloon doing here?
And honestly, when we heard that news story, I thought, oh, that's a one-off.
Exactly. And if you're wondering, like, exactly how big was it? The first one was nearly as big as the Opera House.
Whoa.
So it's a pretty big old balloon, 60 metres it was, plus then the payload, which is like the, you know, the little thing underneath.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a couple of school buses.
What the heck?
So, like, a big old, like, airship, basically. And
no wonder it was so slow.
Yeah, well,
it was heavy.
Here's the thing, right? And this is what they've said. Now, they're not sure if they've been just flying balloons around for ages.
And we've only just noticed them?
Yeah, because their radar was, like, tuned to track, like, you know, jets and stuff, which are very fast.
Right.
They weren't looking for the slow stuff.
Yeah, true.
So now they've, like, realigned all their radars to capture the slow stuff.
And they're picking up on them.
So now they've shot down a total of four. Right, there was one down right near Georgia, which is like in the southern part across from Texas, that kind of area. Then one kind of like in the northern parts of America towards the Canadian border. And then another one was in Alaska.
And are they all from the same place? All from China?
All suspected Chinese balloons. And then one was just across the border, like from Alaska in Canada. So the Canadians were like, yeah, just send your like fighter jets across and shoot it. It's just nearby. It's just on the border.
Oh my God.
And now then China is saying, oh, we're going to shoot down one of yours. Now I was like trying to read into this and figure out what the heck is going on. So apparently there's like, a lot of these objects that just fly around all over the place.
Yeah.
And then these ones have sort of been seen by the Americans, or it's become quite public.
Right.
And they're like, oh, you can't just have this without a flight plan over America. We better shoot it down as a show of force.
Oh, my God.
So it's sort of like a big load of saber rattling, you know, and then China's humiliated. They've had four balloons shot down. It's very childish in a way, isn't it? Like, you took my balloon, I'm taking one of yours.
I'm going to take yours now. But also, too, I'm like, curious to know how many more are floating around.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, so there's been, like, now they've sort of done these, like, maps of where all the balloons are. And there's so many of them.
Mighty hell.
So, I mean, is it possible that some just floated off course? That's what the Chinese are saying.
But of course they are.
But, yeah, like, the Americans like, no, they were controllable balloons. You were driving it there.
Naughty.
Yeah, it's, like I said, who would have predicted that balloon wars would have been the big story of 2023? Not me. Ellie, next with all of your local news headlines, just a couple of minutes off as you wake up with the Novos.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, my God. Peak Mayfield yesterday.
Yeah, what happened?
In the Aldi car park. I was walking out with my little bit of groceries, and there was this old Ford Falcon, like not old school enough to be cool, but sort of 20 year old or 25 years old. And the whole muffler system had fallen off. And what they'd done is tie it back on with shoelaces.
Oh, my God.
And it was just hanging there. And the shoelaces had also worn away in the wind and rain. So it's not like it just happened then and they, like, quick fix.
It's been like that since.
For ages. And
no worries, mate. We've got a broken exhaust, but I've got a pair of runners here. Don't worry. It's all good. I'll fix it.
I'll take off my best Nike Air Force Ones and we'll solve this problem. And
good luck to that bloke going to get a rego check whenever he needs one.
I was going to say, I don't think they've got rego coming up yet because that thing will not pass. That. It was so blatant. It was it was hanging down about 10 centimetres below the bottom of the car. Unbelievable. Just peak Mayfield, and I couldn't love it anymore.
Hey, yesterday we made some predictions around the Super Bowl, and next week we're going to catch up and pretty much recap what happened.
Exactly. Find out how close our predictions were. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. Yesterday, we had some pretty bold predictions about the whole Super Bowl situation. This is how it went down.
The moment that we've all been waiting for.
Which is?
The Super Bowl.
Oh, this is huge.
And I mean, I couldn't give two rats about the actual sports side of it, which is usually what everyone cares for, right?
Same.
I am here for the halftime performance. Rihanna, back, baby. But today, she will be performing the halftime Super Bowl performance. And I feel like if Rihanna wants to start out strong, she has to open the show with this. Shine bright
like a diamond. I see what you mean.
Do you think, like, she's got to, like, capture the audience from the get-go? And I think this, oh.
Imagine that. She's there. There's usually pyrotechnics as well going off in the background.
Yep. And, like, all the lights, the drone lights flying around in circular motion.
You reckon she'll do that song? She's your pick. Yeah?
She's got to open with this at the least. And then she's also got to do Run This Town, who also features on that. I think it's Kanye West.
Yeah, okay. Well, they're your picks. I reckon she's going to do S&M.
Yeah, she's got to.
This is my favourite song of hers. Who knows what the S&M stand for?
Couldn't tell you.
I think it's salmon and monkfish, her two favourite seafoods.
And does that mean that she's going to have some kind of catching material
to catch the
fish?
Or
maybe made of leather and some whips?
It could be. Or like some sort... Oh, that's what that is. I always thought it was a fishing rod in the video.
Yeah, I thought maybe...
Is that a fishing rod with a leather line? I think that's what that is.
Could be.
For catching like multiple fish at once.
Could be. Who do you think... Do you think if she will have any feature performers
in and amongst it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, if Kanye had his wits about him, I'd be definitely getting Kanye
in there.
It's not
going to be him. I mean,
in any other circumstance, Kanye and Rihanna on stage together, they've got so many songs together, you'd be mad to miss that opportunity.
Yeah, but good luck finding him even.
Yeah, I mean, I think the last rumour was he was in Melbourne, so...
What about, is it the bloke she's dating... Is it ASAP Rocky? ASAP Rocky. Isn't he in legal trouble, though?
Could be. Could be in a little bit of legal trouble. Also, what if the baby features? That would be cool. We haven't seen any new photos of the baby yet, either.
First time on stage.
Calvin Harris could be my pick, because she and Calvin Harris have released a lot of music together in the past. Also, is she going to do a little, like, Janet Jackson-esque stunt?
Do you reckon?
Well, she's breastfeeding, so maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe not on purpose, anyway.
Yeah, maybe not on purpose.
So you're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. And yesterday, Tyler revealed and started the very first Bar Beach Lunch Club. Let's hear how it all went down.
Right now, though, Crevo, I want to give an honorary mention to the men and women that go and have their daily lunch break at the Bar Beach car park.
What do you mean?
Because I feel like it's probably the ultimate space to have lunch, right? If you've got a lunch break, you don't want to be sitting at your desk. You want to go outside. You want to be enjoying the elements. It's a big space. It's got a great view.
It does.
No one bothers you while you're hooking into your grub either. If you're in your car, no one's asking you to, oh, can you fire off that email? Or can you just double check the kids are all right? Like, can you? No. I'm going to have an hour-long lunch break at Bar Beach car park and enjoy the serenity. It's a good spot, right?
It does. And if you're in your car, it doesn't matter rain or shine.
Exactly.
It's still exciting when there's a big storm on and stuff.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Like, you got a show. Now, I feel like I'm also now part of the Bar Beach Lunch Club. I'm always there.
Club.
Yeah, it's a lunch club. I'm always there enjoying my lunch before my swim a day. Get wet, feel good, as you know.
Yeah.
I'll eat my lunch at the Bar Beach car park, go for a dip. Now, I feel like there is a club.
So
right.
Have you noticed, like, the same people again and again?
Yeah.
Is there certain ones? Like, oh, there's... Well, who I imagine is Timmy in his ute.
Yeah, there's heaps of tradies. There's always one bloke in like a big dump truck type thing.
Oh, really?
Suck a back of vape hard.
Loves it.
Sitting there, enjoying the serenity.
A little bit of bubble gum. Just don't vape, kids.
Yeah, sucking back some cola, like delicious. But the other day, I pulled up next to a bloke hooking into a footlong sub, like not holding back.
Just the meatballs dribbling down his face, like really getting into
all of it. And I'm sitting next to him, hoeing into my pasta. I look like Zoidberg from Futurama, just spaghetti hanging out of my gob everywhere, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm mid-mouthful. He's mid-mouthful. We make eye contact, and we just give each other the nod. We're like, yeah, this is
good.
This is premium lunch break, isn't it?
Yeah. Good food, good view.
So a big shout-out to the Bar Beach Car Park Lunch Club. I feel like it's a club, and I want to start something.
Okay.
If you're there, even if you're there right now, if you're sitting at Bar Beach Car Park, enjoying the view, I don't know, maybe having a coffee, having your breakfast.
Well, Brekkie Club, Bar Beach, Brekkie Club, same thing.
It could just be Bar Beach Club.
Yeah.
Bar Beach.
Eating Club.
Eating Club. If you're there right now and you can see someone also sitting in their car, I want you to give them a secret gesture.
Oh, this is exciting. This is our exclusive, yeah?
Give a couple of little tugs on your earlobe. Make eye contact with the person next to you in the car. Give them a little earlobe tug.
Yeah.
See if they do it back. Because if they do it back, that means they're part of the secret club.
I love this. So lunch, breakfast, whenever.
Do it now if you're in the car at Bar Beach Car Park. If you're there at lunchtime, do it to someone in the car at lunchtime. Let's get this secret club going.
I love a secret club.
Cut little tugs on your earlobe. That's all it needs to be. Make eye contact, go about your day. That's all it needs to be.
And both, like, then you'll both know you're in the secret club and there's nothing else you need to say.
Bar Beach Secret Club. If you want to be a member,
get involved.
Get involved. Hardcore.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Oh, of course, we love to kick off the show with a $50 free fuel card, Crevo.
That's right. It could be all yours. If you like free petrol, get involved.
Totally. This is where we play Three of a Kind. We give you three things. You identify the theme. Two callers on the phone. You go head to head.
It's very, very simple. Yeah. Give us a call now.
Yeah, I think we've got Emma, our runner-up, ready to go from yesterday. So we need another contender to call through now on 4967-4105. If you think you can take Emma on.
This is your chance.
Totally.
Should we do a little example so people know what it is, shall we?
All right, let me get one up for you.
I've got one for you.
Okay, you hit me this time. Yeah,
okay,
I like
here we
that
go.
Idea.
Lifesaver, donut, cookie.
They're all-round snacks.
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't buzz in. Sorry,
yeah,
Tyler.
Incorrect. There we go. Yep.
They're all-round snacks.
Yeah, you almost missed out on your point.
That's a good one. That's
exactly.
A good one.
Yeah, this is the sort of thing that could be in and amongst it. Give us a call now, 4967-4105. If you want to take on Emma from Nelson Bay and try and win yourself some free petrol, we'll do it next. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, of course, this is where you have the chance to walk away with a $50 free fuel card. We'll give you three things. You identify the theme. First to two, best to three, your names, your buzzers. Let's meet our runner-up from yesterday. We've got Emma in Nelson Bay on the phone. Hi, Emma.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. Are you ready to take out the title today?
I hope so.
Yeah, you've got this in the bag.
Well, we've had more practice than the other caller already.
Exactly.
Oh, that's true. I was a bit slow.
Yeah, that's all right. You're ready this time. Sounds like you've had a coffee or something.
I have.
Yeah.
Good. That's
You're
what
buzzing.
You need.
Buzzing. Absolutely.
Let's go to Ben in McHill as well. Hey, Ben.
How you going?
Very well, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
That's good.
That's all right. Have you had a coffee yet?
No, I don't drink it.
Oh.
Interesting.
Running on fumes, Ben.
Yeah, just run on diesel.
Yeah, that's it.
Right, exactly. Keep it good.
Shall we test everyone's buzzers?
Yes, please.
All right. Oh, yeah, Ben, quick. Oh, you are quick. All right, Emma.
Emma.
There you go.
Ooh.
All right.
Don't hesitate in there, Emma. You'll find yourself in trouble, all right?
Sounds like
a second coffee.
Yes.
Good idea.
All right, Crevo, you're the quiz master king today.
All right, here we go. Wattle Torbman's Dulux.
Ben.
Oh, that was Ben.
Emma.
Ben first. What did you say? Paint, did you say?
Paint.
Yep,
paint
absolutely.
It. Indeed.
That is correct. Well done.
Ben.
All right, next one. Here we go. Flan, tart, sponge.
Emma.
Ben.
Oh, that was Emma.
Dessert.
That is correct. Yeah.
We are one apiece.
Jeez, this is getting very, very exciting here. Tiebreaker time.
Indeed.
Carmen's, Hubbard's, Brooks Farm.
Ooh. Radio silence from both contestants. Someone going to buzz in?
I don't know what that is.
No, I'm going to have to buzz everyone out here.
Oh, dear.
To know. We're looking for muesli granola. Either or would have taken it.
This is the second tiebreaker.
Right. Okay, here we go. Tiebreaker part two. Wonder White, Tip Top, Helga's.
Ben.
Oh, Emma. That was Ben.
Bread.
Yeah, it is. You beauty. $50 worth of fuel, all yours. Oh, God, Emma, can we get you back another day?
Yeah, we'll speed up.
We've got to get you a win, Emma. We will not give up until you win.
Thank you.
Congratulations to Ben. And Emma, maybe practice at home. Get, like, your, you know, friend, partner, whatever you've got going on to, you know, give you a little test,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah, stand in the mirror.
Yeah, righto.
Okay, good stuff.
Yeah, righto.
Of course, she's like, I'm not doing that. I'm not an idiot.
$50 back again tomorrow morning with our three of a kind.
It sure is. And next, Tyler... This is interesting. If you want, like, people have been making money. It's times are tough at the moment, yep. Right? A side hustle involving a special university.
Ooh.
This is big, right? If you're thinking, oh, how can I make some cash around Newcastle? I've got the way to sort all of that out. And news out in the past week or so about this bloke is an Irish man.
Yeah.
By the name of Andy Lee. I don't think it's the same Andy from, like, the old Andy Lee, the comedian.
But I think I know who you're talking about.
Oh, do ya?
You know that show that we talked about that's called My Massive Cock?
Oh, yeah.
I think he features in that.
Oh, it's to do with the rooster situation.
The big rooster show, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so he used to be a plumber, right?
Yep.
And then he decided to change career paths and become an adult film star.
Yeah, right.
Obviously because he's got, like, really big chicken, big rooster.
Yeah.
In
big
fact,
following online too, I believe.
A lot of people like to follow his rooster around and find out what's going on with it because it's so big. Now, I'm always confused why they measure roosters in inches, but they do in his situation, like in his little backyard chicken house, he's got the 10.5-inch rooster.
Wow.
Which is quite long,
big rooster.
Yeah, anyway, he said, look, I'm quite successful at what I do now.
Yep.
No longer a plumber, now an adult film star. And he said, I want to show others the way to do this. So, and all his mates kept asking him, like, how do you get into the adult film industry? And he said, this is an actual quote from him. He said, I got sick of telling them all one at a time. So what I'm going to do is open my own university.
And charge them.
Exactly. If they want to get into the adult film industry, it's not for free.
So this now, is a great opportunity for anyone who needs to make an extra buck.
Well, yeah.
Who's got a bit of spare time on their hands to, I don't know, study.
Like, times are tough around Newcastle at the moment.
The Cozy Live
is through the roof.
Yep.
Everything's gone up. Like, the price of the, like, the fuel just at the metro down the road here has gone up and up in Sandgate. I've been watching it day by day. It's out of control.
Benno.
It is really expensive. So this is a great chance to make some extra money. Now, interestingly, though, like, he's like, oh, I made such a big change of my life, you know, it's a big change in career.
Yeah.
Really, though. He's just gone from laying pipe to laying pipe, hasn't he? Like, simple as that.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Hey, Crevo, don't forget, after 7 o'clock, our trivia check coming in hot with $500 up for grabs.
Yes, please. Free cash everywhere here.
Also...
Yeah.
Happy V-Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day, you know, to everyone out there. I hope you have a great day with your loved ones.
A significant other.
Or if you're single, just celebrate the fact that you're single and enjoy your life.
You don't have to put up with anyone.
Okay, that's just language you're using now. But, you know, celebrate that. And maybe you never know, you might find someone today as well.
Are you and your wife, Emmy, doing anything special today?
We got each other gifts this year.
Nice.
It's something different.
Lovely.
Yeah, mixing it up. So that's our little thing. We were going to go out for dinner, but then we're like, no, let's get something that we'll enjoy ongoing.
Totally.
So that's just a little mix-up for this year.
Well, Marcus, my partner, has gastro, so tonight will be hot and steamy and not in a good way.
You were talking about doing sushi. Do you reckon that's still on the table?
Not a chance.
No, it doesn't mix with gastro?
No.
Awesome. Hey, look, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Next, though, Newcastle dumb criminals. Some have been caught on camera. We'll talk about it in minutes. You're waking up with the Novos, new FM.
Waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. Now, Tyler, there's been some footage floating around the internet locally here in Hamilton that somebody's recorded on their Ring cam, like the doorbell camera.
Yeah, I see
camera.
Them a lot around. Town lately.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting
them. Very popular.
This footage, though, is of these two dodgy looking people, let's face it. One of them is like got the shirt off and the shirt over the head to try and hide his identity or something.
Not as a balaclava, just to like protect his ID.
Yeah, roughly. Yep. And then the other one just looks like a rough character around town.
Bit of an esche.
And they go up to the door and they're like checking it out, checking the locks and stuff.
And this happened here in Hamilton.
Yeah, somebody recorded it in Hamilton.
And posted it online.
And they're like, watch out, you know, there's a couple of characters about. And they're obviously like checking the security, seeing if they can get in later maybe Very dodgy. They're on private property, obviously. It's somebody's house late at night. You can tell. It's been filmed late at night. And this is what I wanted to do here to find out, like, how common is this? 4967 4105 around Newcastle and the Hunter. Have you captured on, like, a security camera or something some dodgy characters recently? What did they do? What did they get up to?
That'd be terrifying.
It's very scary. And, like, let's figure out what's going on here. 4967 4105. Have you captured intruders on home security cameras? Maybe the Ring, the doorbell camera?
Yep.
Or maybe you've got some around the back or whatever?
Full CCTV setup, maybe.
Could be. Love to hear your stories.
Everyone that joins the show will go in the draw to win a Maitland Show family pass. The 2023 Maitland Show, Feb 17 to 19th at Maitland Showground. Get around it for more info and tickets at maitlandshowground.com.au. Join the show. And you could be walking away with a family pass to the Maitland Show.
Yeah, if you want the free tickets, just tell us about how you captured some characters on your CCTV. 4967 4105. We'll take your calls next. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. And look, we're talking about when burglars are caught on CCTV around Newcastle, because there's footage going around at the moment of these very dodgy looking guys in Hamilton just going up to someone's house, scoping it out.
Yeah, so we are asking on 4967 4105, have you captured intruders on your own home security cams? We've had a few messages come through. Someone has obviously seen the footage of these guys in Hamilton saying, it looks like these poo stains have an official dress code for how to look like sleazy thieving dogs.
Which is so true. And now someone else has said, apparently there's a group of kids checking cars that's active around North Lambton again. So if
lock
you're in
your
that,
cars.
Make sure you lock it and like put all the valuables out of sight. They reckon it's a team of five, one ahead and the rest as lookouts, which is she's really, really not good at all.
Erin has messages on Instagram as well saying, the last time we had people creeping around the house that were caught on camera, I took a screenshot of one of their faces, printed and laminated a few copies of a zoomed-in image of his face, stuck it on most of the doors and windows downstairs where anyone could see it. We haven't had anyone caught on camera since then.
Okay, that's a good tip. And here's another tip as well from someone who said, you can actually get a little noise emitter that, like, detects movement.
Like an alert.
And just puts off a little alert. It's not like a big alarm situation, but more like an alert, and it scares people off. So
that's smart.
It is smart. Just shows that, because often you got the camera, but if you have that little noise emitter, it shows that there's a camera watching kind of thing.
Yep.
Something, you know, some tips, and everyone just needs to be extra vigilant at the moment, because
especially if you park your car outside.
Oh, the thieves and those types of people are everywhere at the moment.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
Yeah, I mean, this is Newcastle's easiest way to win free money, Crevo.
Oh, it doesn't get simpler.
Our trivia check has jackpots of $500, Crevo.
That's right. It's one question. You just answer one question correctly, of course.
And you win.
And you get the money.
You can't just answer willy-nilly and think we're going to give you the money. You've got to work a little bit hard.
Exactly. One question.
4967 4105. If you want to play, we're doing it next. Call now.
That's right. It's your chance at $500 of free money next.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, I mean, Valentine's Day is today. 500 bucks on some roses. That's a whole lot of roses, isn't it?
Well, you could probably get the roses, maybe a dinner.
The chockies.
Box of chockies, the little teddy bear as well.
Some lingerie.
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not?
No, thanks.
Is that what you get, Marcus?
Nope.
Nah, fair enough. Fair enough.
500 bucks up for grabs with our Trivia Check this morning. Let's play and let's meet our contestant. We've got Debbie in Raymond Terrace. Hi, Debbie.
Morning.
How are you today, Deb?
Oh, I'm fabulous. I'm going to win money for pink tickets.
Oh, you need them, don't you? You need the money for those tickets, don't you, Deb?
Oh, yes, please.
All right. Should we get down to business?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. How many folds are in a chef's hat?
Sorry?
How many folds are in a chef's hat?
None.
Oh, there is quite the opposite, Deb. There's 100 in them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. You live and learn. You have a great Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, all right?
Thank you. You guys too.
Thanks, See Deb. Ya. That means tomorrow, Crevo, 525 bucks up for grabs with our Trivia Check back at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
So you're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. Switching gears a little bit, what we want to talk about next is essentially this family that lives in Mayfield. You might have heard the ads rolling around even on UFM for the Mayfield cell phone repairs.
Oh, yeah.
Khalil, right? So Khalil and his family, they live in Mayfield. They've had that business now for 3 years, and I've used it a couple of times when I need phone repair. It's the only one in Mayfield.
Well, I was going to say, it's the only one around me in Waratah West as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, and they're always friendly, very helpful, gets it done quick, and it's like a good price, and he's a nice guy, Khalil. Like, you see him in there. And what I didn't realise is that Khalil Ahmad and his wife and three children, they actually are on a bridging visa here in Australia, which... It's an indefinite bridging visa, which what that means is essentially they could actually be asked to leave the country at any time.
Wow.
Now, he's got a couple of kids who are in school and all that, and you can imagine how stressful that in itself
is. They're settled here now, right?
That's the thing. He actually started out by getting a PhD in chemical engineering at the University of Newcastle.
Wow.
So he's committed to this city. And he couldn't get a job in the engineering side of things. And rather than, like, going on Centrelink or whatever, he goes, right, I'm just going to start a business and make money myself.
He's pivoted.
Yeah.
And what he does is he's an integral part of the community.
Yeah, so he's gone, you know what, the job's not easy there, but I'm not going to rely on anything. I just want to, you know, be a positive part, as you said, of the community. And because of this, like the stress that causes, mm-hmm. that he could be deported at any time. And the reason he's extra worried about that is if he goes back to Pakistan, where he's from, he's actually has death threats against him from the Secret Service, etc. And you can imagine how stressful that in itself is.
So his life and his family's life are at risk if he's asked to leave, essentially.
Yep. And his home's in Mayfield. And he's being an important part of the community.
Yeah.
And so some locals in Mayfield have set up a petition it's just the start of the process to basically ask Sharon Clayton, the Honourable Sharon Clayton, our local MP, to present their situation to the Minister, Andrew Giles, just asking him to, exercise some discretion and allow this family to stay in Mayfield.
Because, I mean, put yourself in this family's shoes. Imagine the amount of immense stress that you would be feeling if someone came knocking at your door saying, righto, pack your stuff,
it's time to go.
Leave.
At any time that could happen. It's really hard to plan for your future as it is.
Yeah.
When you've got that hanging over your head, you never know what's going to happen the next day or the next month. How do you plan for the future? How do you say, well, you know, my kids are going to have a great life ahead, and that's all a family wants.
And also, too, how do you stay calm for your kids?
That's right.
That's another thing. You don't want them going to school under immense stress or anxiety or pressure.
So you're trying to
And that would be really
cool.
hard to hide from them as well, because it's a stressful situation to be in.
Yeah. So we're just going to get this petition. We want to get this petition a little more publicity.
It's on our new FM Facebook page. So head to that. Please sign the petition, because this could help Yeah.
It's just the start of the journey.
Get Sharon Clayton onto it.
Yeah.
And hopefully keep this family here. Because, like I said, they are an amazing part of this community. They give back to us. I mean, no one can live without your phones these days.
That's right.
So Khalil is doing a good thing, making sure that we can always keep our phones on us. And if he's not here to do that, then, you know, that's just...
It's not ideal. And they're just a nice family doing a good thing and just being positive members of the community. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're all about. So get on board and support these guys. They deserve it just to feel supported as well.
Yeah.
With Tyler and Crevo, waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Keep your ears peeled for those cash tracks. Here's a red hot tip. Could be one the next half hour or so.
Could be.
Make sure you're aware, alert at all times, and never listen to another radio station in your life.
Ever again.
Exactly.
Pens and paper. At the ready.
If you like money, it's the only place to be.
Now, up next, though, Crevo, we are about to settle the biggest debate in Newcastle.
The biggest.
Involves pizza.
Oof, we'll get
huge
into that.
Huge debate.
Huge. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
Now, Crevo, I was at a first birthday over the weekend, and there was a heated debate rolling around.
Okay.
Don't even know how it came up. Someone was eating some pizza, and they were like, oh, can't wait to eat this tomorrow. Cold. And someone else popped up and they were like, pardon? If you're going to eat leftover pizza, it's got to be reheated.
Where do you sit on this?
You've got to eat it cold. So much better. Straight out the fridge.
All the cheese congealed and the base all cardboardy. It's a big no.
Life's too short to be reheating pizza when you can just eat it cold, mate.
How long does it take to turn on the oven, put in for 5 minutes? Oh, 5 minutes.
No. Excuse me. The oven's got to preheat for at least 5 minutes. 5 minutes is not enough to heat an extra cold piece of pizza.
Yeah, it is in the oven.
Nah.
Get it hot. You turn that on while you're doing something else, watching telly or whatever, and then she comes out beautiful, crispy, and even better because the cheese is hit with a double blast and gets extra bubbly.
If I want it, I want it now, and it's at least 15 minutes in the oven.
You know what that tells me? Lazy and gross.
Yep.
They're the two words that come to mind when I hear that.
I'll wear those two as a badge of honour.
Do not. You should not. Have a bit of self-respect.
I do. And I'm just respecting myself by not wasting my own time. We also head to our Instagram at @thenovos_. We've got a poll on our story. Vote for that. Or join the show, 4967 4105. Settle the biggest debate in Newcastle right now. Are you eating leftover pizza cold or reheated?
It's got to be reheated. Don't be gross like Tyler and eat it cold. There's something actually wrong with you.
You're wrong.
4967 4105. And the best callers on air today, family pass to Maitland Show for free.
Oh, how good is that?
Everyone wants to go for free. Why buy the ticket? Save that money for all the rides and show bags and all the other goodies.
100%. 4967 4105. Does Newcastle prefer leftover pizza cold or reheated?
Let's check your traffic. So you're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
We are settling Newcastle's hottest debate right now, Crevo. It came up in conversation at a party I was at on the weekend. Do you prefer your leftover pizza cold or reheated? Now, I got to say, if you take the time to reheat your leftover pizza, you need to start doing something better with your life.
I'm sorry, but what you're doing is gross. Like, you can actually eat most foods without cooking them, but they're better once they're cooked.
Pizza is cooked.
Technically, you can eat, like, it's bacon without cooking it. You're going to do that? You're gross.
You're missing the point here, mate, is that you cook the pizza still. It's just cooled down to a refrigerated temperature.
All that cheese congealed and stuff.
The flavour is way better. It's chewy. It's delicious. If it's a good quality pizza, it's so good.
Yeah, it's not right, though. It's wrong.
Whatever.
Let's go to the calls and let's decide this once and for all.
We've got Trish in Rutherford this morning. Hey, Trish.
Hey, how you going?
Very well, mate. Now, do you prefer your pizza leftover, reheated or cold?
No, reheated. I can't eat it cold. Yuck.
Why?
Yuck, yeah.
Just need to start living your life a little bit better, I reckon.
Yeah, no. I've never been able to eat it cold. I've always got to put it in the oven or even nuke it for a minute in the microwave. Oven's better, but...
Yeah exactly. Nah. What's your favourite pizza, Trish? You like a big sausage one?
Yeah, no, I just like the ham and cheese one. That's all I like.
Yeah, that's
ham and cheese.
A bit of barbecue sauce,
Ooh, yum.
A bit of barbie sauce, right? You're fancy, aren't you? Fair enough.
Love a bit of barbo. Let's go next to Summer in Madawi. Hey, Summer.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very well, mate. Now tell us, do you prefer your leftover pizza cold or reheated?
It's got to be cold.
Yes.
It's the best takeover food ever.
Isn't it what?
I'm sorry, but that is just incorrect.
Yes, yeah, see? No, that's correct.
I'm sorry. So you're weak. You've got time.
Weak.
Go to food, get it, and eat it.
Did you just call me weak?
I did. Don't read.
Back it up, Summer. Double down on it. Also, too, I got to say,
yeah.
Do you reckon, Summer, do you reckon that it's better when you're a bit dusty on a Sunday?
Definitely.
Yes. So good.
Oh, God, what is wrong with you people?
It's one apiece. Let's settle this once and for all with Emily. Hey, Emily.
Hello.
Now tell us, how are you having your pizza?
Well, Crevo needs to harden up because you can just have it cold. You can even not even refrigerate it. Just eat it off the bench if it's still been in the box.
Room temp's pretty good too,
It's not about physically not being able to eat it. It's about improving your life.
You don't need bells and whistles to eat a pizza. Just get into it and then it's done. The leftovers are gone.
Stop being a princess. That's what Emily's trying to say.
How ridiculous.
Now,
all right.
I will say, though, on our Instagram, people have voted on the poll. 67% of voters are saying reheated.
Oh, thank God, some common sense around here because Newcastle, I was starting to get real worried about
it. 67% of Newcastle and the Hunter need to check themselves before they wreck themselves.
No, they're absolutely right. Well done for having a bit of common sense.
The tracks are worth cash.
You okay, man?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's 105.3 New FM's $10,000 cash tracks.
You never know when they're going to play.
Never,
You've
got
to be alert at all times.
Except for right now. We're playing one now,
yeah,
aren't
we? We're playing one right now. So make sure you write this one next one down.
Don't forget, right across your day, not just this one. There's so many across the day. Every single one of them is worth $105 cash. Christy in Thornton took out $315 yesterday. That's a nice paycheck for a Monday arvo, isn't it?
Yeah, for just like writing stuff down and then calling up.
Paying attention.
Because on your phone plan, it's probably a free call.
Yeah.
Most people, it's all just included.
We're not charging you for a phone call.
No, exactly. It's all just part of the friendly service.
We're giving you money to call
free
us.
Free money.
Now write
free
this money. One down.
Yep.
Megan Trainor's made you look.
Okay, simple as that. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
Up next, of course, what's the goss with Rihanna, the Super Bowl? Unpacking that in a couple of minutes.
Indeed.
Right now, though, Crevo. Now, I want to ask you a question. Is your wife, Emmy, or you more of a spender in your relationship?
Emmy, definitely.
So she's the leak in the bank account, right?
Not a huge leak. We're not big spenders in general.
But the leak's there.
But if it was between the two of us, it's her more than me.
It's definitely not me in my relationship.
Really? Are you tight, are ya?
Well, no, I only just buy things as I need them. Marcus, my partner, on the other hand, if he wants something, he sets his mind to it and he must have it.
Really? Interesting.
He is the leak in our relationship. So much so that he's in the market for a brand new water bottle because he loves smashing water bottles, as we've discovered on this show in the past.
Yeah, he broke yours the other day.
Yeah, he broke mine. So now he needs, I'm using his, so he needs a new one.
Okay.
So he's been just like traipsing the internet trying to find the best water bottle ever.
Can you not just get a pump bottle?
It's exactly what I said.
Just fill that up, refill it again. How many times?
$3.20. Right? He reckons he needs a $150 smart water bottle.
Excuse me?
This has been released by Apple. It's called the Hydrate Spark Pro.
No, it isn't. Apple doesn't have a water bottle.
I swear to God. You can head to theapple.com.
I'm looking at this thing now.
It's called the Hydrate Spark Pro. It has a smart sensor in it that reminds you when it's time to drink and tracks your water intake by syncing via Bluetooth and your Apple Watch and your phone. It's got an app called the Hydrate Spark app. And, of course, old Leaky Marcus has insisted that he must have this thing.
It's insane.
It's ridiculous.
So all it does is say, hey, drink more.
You need to have a drink. But it what Marcus is obsessed with is that it will track how many kilojoules or calories your body is burning, and based on that rate, it will remind you when to drink. So he's like, right, I've exerted myself at work. My watch is going to tell me that I must have a drink. Are you so reliant on technology that you need to be told by your watch to have a drink of water? Listen to your body, idiot. And also listen to your partner telling you that we don't have money to blow on ridiculous smart water bottles.
It does look pretty cool, though.
Shut up.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name, and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
I got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
So, Prevo, what happened yesterday? Rihanna finally performed for the first time in 5 years at the Super Bowl halftime show yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's safe to say that it sent everyone absolutely bloody feral.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, my God. I was in my living room yesterday, up on my feet, trying to dance like Rihanna whilst watching the halftime performance.
What were your best moves?
The one that she did, where she, like, twerks her bum and she's, like, trying to flap away the fart that she's just done. Did you see that bit?
No, I missed that bit.
She was, like, twerking and then, like... flapping away like the stinky air, yeah.
Jeez,
I was trying to do that. And a lot of twerking. Not good at it, though.
That's something for someone, isn't it?
Of course. We had our predictions as well of what she was going to open with, yeah. The song she was going to close with. There were bets on what she was going to open with. I put $5 on Diamonds Lost.
Oh, that's a pain.
But of course, here's how it all played out yesterday.
Some of her best bits.
No stopping. I have goosebumps listening back to that. So good.
She didn't have to knock any cobwebs off at the start or anything.
Not at all. She was straight into it. We also speculated what guests would grace the stage with her, and we're all very quick to realise that the special guest was her big red baby bump.
Now, this is big news, of course.
But there's always, like, so... Now we know that Rihanna is pregnant with her and A$AP Rocky's second child, but there's always that thing where you can't explicitly ask if someone's pregnant, can you? Like, no. She only gave birth in May last year. You can't expect a woman's body to bounce back that quick after giving birth, right?
Wouldn't have thought so.
It was only 8 months ago.
So it's very, very awkward.
So there's, like, this huge awkward silence from the internet, right? Mm. And then someone has very bravely and finally tweeted, okay, so everyone just Googled Rihanna pregnant, right? Because we were like, well, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Didn't want to say she's pregnant.
You can't call her out, can you?
No, but then the big news was confirmed by Rihanna's reps after the show yesterday afternoon, which makes the whole performance even way more impressive. Like, I can't even begin to imagine being suspended high above the ground. Like, she was hundreds of meters, maybe not hundreds, couple of meters above the ground.
Yeah.
6 months pregnant.
It's pretty amazing.
Wild.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Also, a special shout out to her, what we would call like an Auslan interpreter.
Mm.
This chick was going mad.
Yeah.
She was like popping shoulders, twerking, whilst also like doing all of the interpreting.
Sometimes those, I'm going to call, like, those interpreters are amazing to watch.
So good. And I wonder if she knew what the set list was going to be to like. Rehearse?
Oh, absolutely.
That's,
I would say,
so cool.
Like, because there'd be a very limited group of people that would know.
Mm-hmm.
Performers, dancers, sound people, and them as well, just
and, I mean,
to be sure.
Big shout out to A$AP Rocky. I know why now we call him A$AP. Because he loves pumping kids out real quick.
Exactly, one after the other. We've got one done. Yeah, another one's
Time
ready.
For another one.
A$AP.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And not too far off, we'll have our very own unique way of annoying Tyler on the air next.
Can't wait for that.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to say, though, a special shout out to our very own Jess from the newsroom. She is on holidays in New Zealand at the moment. Now, Elle, if you're still there, I want to ask you if you've seen Jess's Instagram story.
I haven't. Tell me.
I need everyone to stop what they're doing. If you're driving, pull over. Go and look at Jess's Instagram story. She's a gun. She's going to the gym on holidays. She's posted a photo of her lifting some heavy weight, like looking like an absolute boss. But in the background, if you screenshot and zoom in, you will see 1, 2, 3, 4 shirtless, hot rigs in the background. Now, Jess is just out here basically doing God's work, just giving us all a little taste of what we want.
So, describe these rigs. Like, how tall are they? Like, what's the muscle level like?
Two of them are seated on a rowing machine. The other one is standing up, sucking them in. He looks gassed, but he's jacked. Like, he's got a sleeve tat.
Are they glistening, like, glistening bodies? Like,
bit got sweaty.
Maybe a bit of sweat on there.
Very sweaty. But, like, look at the arms on. I mean, I've zoomed right in, but you can see the size of the guns.
So they are big. Like, tickets to the gun show, they've given away so many.
Yep.
That you can't even, like, the ticket mania.
And Jess has done us a favour by posting
very little shorts on them as well.
Well, yeah, the less short, the better.
It's hardly shorts. They're more like the little boxer undies, really.
Big thanks to Jess.
Just what's legal.
The more times Jess goes on holiday to New Zealand,
the better.
The better.
Which is your favourite out of them? Either of the rowers or the lifter?
No, I like the one with his back to me because I can see his bum.
It's a good rig that he's got on him, that's for sure. Anyway, check her out on Instagram if you want more updates from New Zealand, if you will. Plus, gym self is it's gym stuff.
Hot, sweaty boys. We're
really into waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM. It's time for one of my favourite parts of the week, Annoy Tyler.
Yay.
Now, the reason we've set this up is because I've noticed, right, over the time, over the journey that we've known each other, that little things, like little OCD things basically annoy you.
Mm-hmm.
So we
They annoy me a lot.
It started out, right, with the whiteboard that we have for planning the show here in the studio.
Yeah.
Because you started with one green colour and then switched to a slightly different green.
Yes.
And you couldn't handle it, had to rub it all out and start again.
Right, and I got to say, the bunker that we're in here at Sandgate is a hot mess as it is. If there's one thing I can control, it's the whiteboard.
Now, here's a funny little update. Yesterday, you had we were rejigging it, and you started redrawing the grid, and you used a permanent marker. I was like, oh, that's a brave choice to do a line. And then the line wasn't very straight.
The lines were inconsistent.
And I looked at it, and I went, how long until Tyler is annoyed by that has to redo it? It was about 5 seconds.
30 seconds tops.
Now, last week, we talked about how I hadn't refilled the water for my windscreen wipers.
Have you done that yet?
Haven't done it.
Oh, my God. Right? Yeah.
And you know what? There's been a bit of rain, so it hasn't mattered. It doesn't matter.
No, because it's going to be mixed in with rain and dirt. It's going to make it worse.
There's actually down the side of the windscreen a little line of dust.
Dust.
Where it's built up.
I hate that.
Because guess what? I'm just letting the windscreen wiper work dry sometimes.
That's disgusting.
Just dry up against
the sound of it.
It's fine, though.
I hate you.
Nobody died, Tyler. So this is
maybe
the thing.
Maybe I could.
This is what we're after. 4967-4105. What things, those little OCD things, will annoy Tyler? And guess what? You annoy Tyler, we reward you.
Yeah, which I hate, but whatever. A family pass to the Maitland Show. Happening Feb 17th to the 19th. It could be all yours if you just call 4967-4105 and just let me know something that might annoy me.
Just like the little things that are, you know, that annoy people with OCD, essentially, is what we're after. 4967-4105. If you want free Maitland Show tickets,
can't wait.
Just ring up and give us a couple of examples of that. And it's time to annoy Tyler. This is where we find out the little OCD things that sort of bug her. One from myself, just to kick things off. So at the moment, in the fridge at home, I've got 2 6-pack of beers, and I've just taken like one or two beers from each one.
You psychopath.
It's just like
that. I hate you for
the
that.
Most, it was the closest one, and I thought, you know what, let's run them down, work them down evenly. Why run one out first?
Not even humouring you with this.
Well, it's entertaining me, so that's the main thing. That's why I'm here.
Let's go to Toby up first in Thornton. Hey, Toby.
G'day, g'day. How you doing?
Good, thanks, I think.
What is going to annoy Tyler?
Okay, I've got a bit of experience in this. I've got a mate, whenever he comes into the car, he always has his sound volume as a divisor of third, like of five.
Yep.
Going like, he's either got 5, 10, 15, 20, et cetera, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And
I do.
Nothing gives me more joy in the world. Then when he sets it to his 20 volume, I'll just move it just to 21 or maybe just to 19.
Yeah, you've got to get the perfect volume.
And just watch his face.
Nah.
Just watch it glare.
Nah. You can't. I always do it in either. I'm like your friend, Toby. I'll either do it in two increments of two or increments of five. If it's an odd number, get out of my car. Don't touch my radio.
If I was in the car with you right now, I would just, like, without breaking eye contact, just adjust it by one volume and just watch
you
that.
You know what?
Watch that fury build.
I wouldn't even stop the car. I'd just open the door and tell you to get out.
Absolute superb work, Toby. You get an Annoy Tyler badge of honour, which is a new system that I've just devised right now on the spot.
Let's go to Katie in West Wallsend next. Hey, Katie.
Hey, how you going?
I'm good, thank you. Now, have you got to annoy me?
Oh, I've got quite a few, actually, but the one that... I know, sorry. The one that really just got me this morning was driving along at 110,
yeah.
But the little needle on your speedo, it's, like, just off-centre. So 120 is right in the centre, so that's, you know...
That means that you got to go 120, doesn't it, Katie?
You can't,
100%.
Though.
I'd be doing it.
You can't. You just can't.
Nah, I gotta.
Okay.
I'd be doing that for sure.
Next up is Deb in Cameron Park. How are you going to annoy Tyler this morning, Deb?
Hi, how you going, guys?
Never better.
Well, with a shopping list, I can sympathise with her with the whiteboard. So if I have a shopping list on the bench and someone starts scribbling on it and writing things that they want and they spell it wrong and they cross it out... you'd have to rewrite it.
Yep, you do. You've got to write it. You're totally right here, Deb. Yep. And the other thing, too, that gets me the most is if someone adds to the list in a different colour pen.
Yes, I can sympathise with you. I hate it. I have to rewrite my list. It's crazy.
Deb, I've got one. This is what I do, right? I'll get last week's shopping list with the stuff crossed out and then, like, re-tick it
so that it's ready to go
again.
No, that is disgusting behaviour
from you. Let's wrap this up with Mark in Rutherford. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you going?
I'm good. Yeah. Now, tell us.
How are you going to annoy Tyler?
Now, do you like to have things in a certain spot in your house?
Yeah, they're all in the perfect spot. There's no movement of any items in my house.
I will physically go out of my way just to move it.
I hate you. How dare you? And I'll always notice.
Like, what sort of things, say you saw a vase, would you just, like, move it across to the left a little bit?
Yeah, just the tiniest little bit.
No.
To see how long it takes someone to notice.
Oh, I'll notice. Don't you worry. And then you'll be out on the front deck. I kick you out of my house and you're never welcome back in. So much so that we've got exposed cupboards. So we, like, for our mugs, for example, they don't have any cupboard doors.
Right.
So all of the mugs need to be perfectly spaced.
Are you serious?
All of the mugs must be in perfect...
I've got them, like, different mugs in different spots all over the place, different colours, backwards, forwards.
Of course you do, because you have no respect for yourself.
Have a great day, everyone.
That's us done. Don't forget your cash tracks. Play right across the day. Every song that you can identify as a cash track will be worth $105. Keep listening all day. So much cash for you to win.
And congratulations to everyone who got an Annoy Tyler badge of honour this morning.
I hate
you
all.
You do indeed. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify,
Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.